Kia ora, I'm Ryan Bridge and welcome to episode 17 of Bridge Talks Business with Milford. It is a brand new year and we have a new US president and we'll look at what waves that's been causing stocks shortly. For our feature interview today, what is the difference between public and private markets and how do investors leverage both of those things? We have Milford's Tom Monty in the hot seat. He's a senior investment manager at Milford's private markets team. But before all of that, here's your top five business bits from the past week. Coming in at number one, a choppy start to 2025 for markets, but shares have so far managed to eke out gains with rallies across most regions. Number two, it's been a tough start for bonds as well, with expectations of sticky US inflation weighing on bond prices, particularly those longer dated bonds. Number three, all eyes are on the US with the inauguration of Trump's second presidency expected to herald a whole raft of new policies, and they could have implications for shares, bonds, and currency markets. Number four, investors also focused on global companies. They're reporting their quarter four earnings from last year. It's all happening in the next couple of weeks. Finally, here in New Zealand, it's been somewhat quiet for stocks, with local markets not usually waking up until after the Waitangi Day holiday and into the February 19th RBNZ meeting, where a 0.5% cut is still expected. All right, it is time for our feature interview. And this week, we're tackling private equities. What exactly are they? How do they work? And how can they benefit investors? We'll look at that in a minute. Just a note that this segment is informational only and should not be considered financial advice. I'm delighted to have on the show today, all the way from Sydney, Tom Monty, who's with Milford's private markets team. Tom, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Great to meet you. And too. Thank you for being here. Right, let's talk private markets. What exactly are we talking about when we talk about a private market?
A private asset is any asset that's not listed on a publicly traded exchange. So an example of a publicly traded exchange is a stock exchange. Private assets is everything else. So in New Zealand is an example. That's the majority of assets. Private assets is a very broad umbrella term. Within that are many subcategories that might be more familiar. So there's private equity. That's buying shareholdings in businesses that are not listed on public exchanges. Property, so commercial property, hospitals, malls, schools, infrastructure, utilities, energy developments, transport, roading, and venture capital, which is investing in early stage businesses or startups.
So basically anything that's not on the stock exchange, you would consider a private asset. Yep. And you're investing in these. How do they differ from, in terms of when you think about investing, how do they differ from public versus private?
Yeah. So the key difference between a public and a private asset is the liquidity of those assets. So liquidity being your ability to realize or sell that asset for cash in a timely manner. Private assets are illiquid because there's not an observable market or immediate market, an observable price.
You can't pull out quickly.
Exactly. Unlike the stock market, you can't trade in and out of private assets. So because of that, generally they're longer term pools of capital. And that's well suited for many asset classes or opportunities. And they're also a different type of or different way of managing those assets. Private equity or private asset managers are generally more active and a lot more hands-on. They're smaller portfolios but larger shareholdings. And taking private equity as an example, we're sitting as directors of our investee companies. We're involved in the strategic and some of the operational decisions.
Oh, wow.
Hiring of key management, getting incentives, incentive schemes in place, raising future funding and exiting assets. So kind of a blend of investor and operator in the private market space.
So it's way more hands-on.
Yes.
So much easier to invest in a publicly listed exchange than it would be to go private, I'm assuming.
Yep.
Why would you want to? And why would you want to take on all that responsibility and all that risk? Why would you want to invest in a private market?
Yeah, so private assets have kind of benefit. I think about it into two different stakeholder groups. The first being the investor. Private assets offer an investor an opportunity to earn above average returns over the long run, and that they've proven to have done that in the past. And they also have great diversification benefits for a portfolio, particularly in New Zealand. The number of private companies in New Zealand is many multiples more than the number of companies listed on the NZX, and also a much broader range of sectors available in private assets. So the New Zealand NZX, some really great sectors underrepresented on that stock exchange. So private assets offer investors an opportunity to access those. You might kind of challenge that and say, managers aren't just limited to investing in ZX. They can go abroad. Public managers can go abroad to find that sector exposure. And you'd be right. But then there's that second stakeholder group, which I think about, and that's the recipient of private capital. So those are companies that need capital to grow, but can't access the public markets or debt markets for various reasons. It might be too early stage, too small.
It's costly.
Costly, yep. Yep, unique circumstances that kind of need a different risk return profile to look at. Those companies, private capital is the solution for them. It's capital that helps them grow. And then there's massive flow on effects from companies that are growing, more jobs, higher wages, better goods and services, innovation, et cetera.
Yeah, I was going to say for the, obviously your big boys, for want of a better term, can list on the stock exchange. But in terms of economic growth, in terms of a New Zealand business story, they're quite crucial markets, really, aren't they?
Exactly. Yeah, it's a pool of capital that, it's accessible to a lot more companies and it gets them on their way.
So Milford's been doing this for 15 years, investing in private assets. What types of investments are you looking for?
Yeah, Milford's been, I was super interested in the private markets. One of our ethoses is to grow the wealth of our clients and the New Zealand economy. And our founder, Brian Gaynor, saw private capital or private assets as a really good way to contribute to that. We're growth equity investors. So that means we're looking for businesses with good management and good founders, with good market positions, doing the right thing. And we're giving them capital to help them grow. And we're partnering with them on that journey. So that's a little bit different to the probably more commonly known and traditional private equity model of buying an asset, putting a lot of debt into it, stripping costs en route to an exit. We're much more of a partnership model here at Milford. And that's actually very similar to how many New Zealand private equity fund managers have kind of aligned.
Not like the American wrecking balls that come in.
That's right. That's right.
All right. So what you said that you kind of can sit on boards, you can be kind of quite involved with these companies. What exactly do you do?
So it varies company to company depending on what they need. But on the way in, when we're thinking about making an investment, we're making sure their incentives are aligned with all the stakeholders going forward. We'll then take a directorship seat, or at least one. So one of our team will be a director of these companies. We're involved in strategic direction of the business. We're involved in key hiring decisions, connecting our network, helping the companies find talent. Aligning incentives with shareholders and staff, employee incentive schemes, raising debt if that's what we need, or raising further capital, helping with pitch decks and business plans, and then ultimately kind of advising on the state of markets and when a good time might be to exit for founders and ourselves.
So how many would you be involved with at any one time, for example? Because it sounds like you are quite involved.
Yeah, good question. We would say maybe two to four directorships we could manage. So we've got a team of five at Milford, and we've got a portfolio of about 12 private assets on the go. So across three or four of us, there's about those 12 directorships.
I've spoken to a lot of your colleagues and they love what they do and they enjoy investing, but it sounds to me like yours is quite a unique role within Milford, within the industry. Do you find it rewarding to, working alongside them and, as you say, trying to build something up, helping them to do that and then grow for New Zealand?
Yeah, it's great. It's never boring. It's you're always learning about a new industry and getting up the curve. And then, ultimately we look at about 100 companies per year, opportunities. And of that, we might make about two investments. So we're looking at a very broad range of companies at varying stages, making quick decisions, and then doing kind of detailed work on maybe 10, and ultimately kind of converting two. But on that journey, you're learning a lot very quickly about sectors. And then as you're involved with those companies going forward, very much involved and seeing them grow is very fulfilling, kind of because you do work hand in hand with management teams and founders on the journey. We're not disconnected. We're not staring at screens making decisions based on price and market. We're very much in the trenches with them, in the good and the bad. So that comes with challenges as well. But it's certainly fulfilling business, yeah.
How do you, said that you could look at 100 in a year. How do you whittle it down?
Yeah, so 100 is kind of sounds like a big number. A lot of those very quickly won't fit our kind of key mandate, meaning they might be too small or too large. Or kind of raising capital for different reasons. And so that's a quick no from us. And then we have our target sectors. So we love, we like industries with good demographic tailwinds. So things like healthcare, tech, financial services. But more generally, just looking for great New Zealand businesses that are exporting to the world, goods and services, and we're helping support or convert or transition a business from a founder-led, you know, smaller entrepreneurial business as it matures and grows, kind of between that $10 million revenue when we enter, exiting at kind of $50 million revenue, that kind of size, and help supporting it through all the kind of growing pains and processes that come with that.
How cool. Mm. If anyone's watching this and has one of these businesses, does someone find them and then come to you? Or do businesses come to you, or do you seek them out? How does that work?
Yeah, it's a good question. It's a combination of both. So at Milford, we try and do as much as we can direct. Milford's got a large network, and a lot of our clients are very well connected in sectors. So people watching this video will have businesses, or will know of people who have businesses, so we get leads that way. There's also business brokers whose job is to go, if a company wants to raise capital or sell, to go and find investors. So that's another channel. So those are the two main channels, but we are probably 80% of that direct origination and 20% through intermediaries.
Thank you, Tom. That was Tom Monty, who's with Milford's private markets team. He's actually going to be back with us next week. We're going to talk about how KiwiSaver and private equities interact, and we'll be discussing that with him further next week. Don't forget that you can like, follow, subscribe. It's a whole new year and a whole new buzz for Bridge Talks Business with Milford. Like, follow, subscribe us wherever you are on social media. We'll see you next week.